All right, let's talk about Invincible, episode 8, season 1, the season finale. Brian, I already been spoiled on Twitter that you absolutely adored this.
Yeah, I did. And I loved it so much that I ended up rewatching the entire series again, just to like, and again, much like with Toast of London, I'm watching it, watching my wife watch it. This was my college roommate. I got him to watch the first couple of episodes, and man, just sucked in all over again. There's so much they do. And episode 7 was so over the top and so good that I feared what they were going to do is the Game of Thrones thing, where episode 8 was going to be just a quiet denouement, something to pitch the next season or whatever. And it kind of was, but like the last 10 minutes of this episode, where we see these flashes of all of this crazy world that's been created, the underworld criminals, the version of S.H.I.E.L.D., the version of the Guardians of the Globe, but at some point it begins to dawn on you that it's like, oh, space Nazis are coming, and it's humanity. The good parts, the bad parts, the ugly parts, the shortcut taken parts, the alien parts that are going to have to come together to stop space Nazis. And all of a sudden I'm like, I'm in, I'm all the way in. It's all the way great. It's amazing. My soundtrack is I am surprised that, my Echo device didn't know what I meant when I was like, play the soundtrack to Invincible. Because you would think they would, when they clearly have invested so much in so much good music of so many different genres, you would think that they would have that ready to go, but instead there's like a Spotify playlist or whatever.
Yeah. I love that the tricky reveal of this episode was you haven't been watching Invincible yet. You've been watching the prologue to Invincible.
You've been watching
now,
the sizzle reel.
Invincible starts.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So Invincible is the story of Mark Grayson defending his world against an unstoppable force that is led by his father's race. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is such a compelling story that I can't wait to start the story. And I don't say that in any way meaning I regretted these first 8 episodes. In fact, you have to have these first 8 episodes to be this excited about where it's coming. But that was the beautiful trick of like, yeah, all you've been learning, that's just background material. It was really fun, enjoyable background material for the real conflict, which is how could, because the problem with superheroes, right, is always like, well, if they're overpowered, then you don't have stakes. And they're like, we have created the greatest stakes of all time. And there is no way Earth can survive this. We've shown that no planet can survive it. So can one, you know, half Venturian save Earth? Probably not, but watch to find out.
So one of the things we've talked about before is that shows tend to get kind of an automatic upgrade when they're binged rather than watched week after week. And we've watched this week after week. I binged it again. And as a binge, oh, Tom, it is chef's kiss. Episode 6 or whatever, before the really, really good one. I didn't think was terribly great, but watching it straight through, it's like, oh no, this is good character development. We need to know about this, this, and that because it leads into the big battle. I mean, so good. It's so good.
The only thing I'll say, and I don't really have anything negative to say about the entire series, but I felt like I the daddy issue thing could have been had a little lighter touch at the beginning of this episode. Like I got it after the first 5 minutes, and they kept punching with like, and you just need to deal with me because I'm your dad, and I could have shortened that up a little, but that's it. I got nothing else bad to say about this episode.
Yeah, I had. So we talk about things that get properties an automatic upgrade. For example, if you go to see Interstellar with your daughter and you happen to be a dad that goes on a lot of business trips and your daughter's there next to you howling in the theater, you have a different experience as her dad goes on a very important business trip.
Right.
I have a 13-year-old daughter who I'm watching Invincible with, and as that episode ended, me holding her hand, and it gets to the big fat ending, and it sets up the big story of Earth has got to prepare itself for a space Nazi invasion. Like, I leapt to my feet and jumped up and down, and the two of us stared each other in the eye and were like, what? I haven't had that in a long time. It was really great. It was really great.
Anything else on Invincible?
Like, no, I highly recommend it. John, have you watched it yet?
No, I have not seen episode one, but I look forward to getting the boost of binging.
Yes. Well, no lie, I will go for a third lap. That's how good this story is. It's very good.
Nice. Well, it is definitely on the list.
That is Invincible, the first season, episode 8, season 1.